Log Talk Radio.
Open mic, inner side around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. This is open mic, and you can talk about anything you want. You got to keep it clean, otherwise we'll kick you off. Yeah, or we won't let you on. All right, open mic, inner sight, and well, I heard a very good item on the news. Not too often do you hear good things on the news, you know. That Mr. Trump, President Trump, is trying to get a law, an old law that's not very well known, that would help everyone in the country. No evictions, that nobody could be evicted. It's connected to the pandemic situation. So that was on the CNBC tonight, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it. And I also heard from my brother, who gets the news off the internet. A lot of that news doesn't get into the mainstream, but nevertheless, it's true, you know, could be true, that several Democratic mayors and others have switched parties, went Republican, and have endorsed the president for re-election. So there's things going on, and you never know what's going to happen next, and, you know, You gotta roll with the punches in this world. I'll tell you something. Yeah, that's how Rocky became champ. Oh, did I ever tell you I met Rocky? Oh, wow, what a nut. I mean, a nice guy, but, boy, was he nervous. I was in this bar with a friend of mine, having a glass of wine, my buddy Nick Lamasella. He used to be the art director for Norman Craig and Kummel years ago. And Nick knew every celebrity because they all dealt with, you know, he had big accounts like Revlon and stuff like that. And he had to direct the commercials. You know, big money, you know. So we're in this bar, and Nick tells me, "Oh, well, Rocky's going to be here." He, at the time, I was helping put together the big show with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, and he said, "Rocky's going to be here. He's going to give us a check." I said, "Oh, that's very nice of him, you know, for the show." So Rocky comes in. Oh man. Nice guy, but oh God, you Frankie, here's the check. I gotta go. I'm very nervous. I mean, you know, he was such a sweet guy, but I shook his hand. Oh, what powerful hands, you know. And I think he went with it, $500, $1,000, whatever it was. And, yeah, but he was so funny, though, you know, and I don't know where he went, but he said he had to go see his manager or something. All right, inner sight, open mic, yeah, around the world, and hopefully we'll get our engineer in here if we can maybe get a couple of phone calls. You can't have open mic without a phone call. No, you got to have phone calls. Let's see. Tomorrow night's show. Oh, I forget the title. What's the title of tomorrow night's show? Anybody out there know? Anyway, I'll think of it later. Thursday, we may have a guest. I don't know if we... my co-host contacted her, but we may have a guest that can tell you how to hide your money when you're disabled. How do you like this? In a trust. Yeah. So, I don't know. To me, the whole thing is stupid. We shouldn't have to do stuff like that. But, you know, all these people that work for these agencies, they can't just come on the show and start talking about this stuff. They got to get clearance, and they got to call. If they're in with the government, they got to call the state, and this one and that one. And by the time they, it could be anywhere from 30 to 60 days. You know, by the time that happens, everything could change. Oh, Wednesday night show, I just thought of it. When you become disabled, your whole life is turned upside down. So true. All right. Inner Sight open mic. And brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there, Islip, New York. Let's get some good info. Mr. Anthony Kennedy, a good friend to Inner Sight. And the number is 631-224. Well, that's the wrong number. Forget that number. I got a better number for you. 631-888. One more time, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. You want some good info and good advice on getting a house. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them, protect them, cherish them. We remember Corey, little Tommy, Ali, Avante, and all the others. And the Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. And I want to thank my buddy Joe, who's a lawyer here in town, for thinking of our radio program. You know, people ask me, are you still on the radio? I say, oh, yeah, I'm still there. They haven't gotten rid of me yet, you know. So, thank you, Joe. Joe and his wife, and they got three dogs. Beautiful dogs. All right. Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue. The little bear, the great, great Akita. You know, do you know that my dog can speak and understand Japanese? Oh, yeah. She knows about Japanese stuff, all right. That's for sure. All right. Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Speaking, it's talking about Japanese. We have a friend, Jana, amazing person. She's autistic, I believe. And she never, to my knowledge, studied Japanese, but she speaks fluent Japanese. You believe it? I mean, she's just a natural savant, I guess. Understands it and speaks it. All right, Inner Sight and the Big East Akita Rescue, the number again, 609-388-7004. Around the world, nobody starves on Long Island. Check out my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And don't forget about the Long Island Connection. Catch them on the Facebook. All right, some of the friends we remember helping us and being good to us, TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and GoodMojoPrinters.com. So there you have some of our buddies out there. Inner Sight open mic. And Yeah, you can talk about anything you want. I heard an interesting thing on the news again. Some branch of the government, they did some kind of a survey or something. And they said that these vaccines that they're working on don't seem to be too good. So, I don't know. I think they're barking up the wrong tree or treeing up the wrong bark, whatever way you want to say it. You know, I think they're looking in the wrong place to get rid of this virus. And we've said it, and it's worth mentioning again. They ought to contract a holistic doctor committee and commission them with getting call it a vaccine, a substance, a supplement, whatever you want to call it, you know, to build the immune system and let the government sponsor that. The government has wasted so much money in fighting this virus. And somebody said to me, somebody who's a relative is a big shot in one of the hospitals, oh, when somebody comes in to the hospital and they don't have much time, if they have trouble breathing, to give them all the drugs, you know. And they said you can't give them the natural stuff because it's too slow. Well, then how come all those people died on all the drugs? Is my response. You know? Maybe slower would be better if you give the right stuff. You know, the body heals. So, you know, there's a lot of contradictions, a lot of politicizing here that I'm not happy with. And they're not calling on all the resources to combat this virus. All right, Inner Sight open mic. I'm going to give you the number here. We don't have an engineer yet, but I'm going to give you the number nevertheless. 213-816-1650. And if we can get a phone call, I'm sure we may be able to get Maureen to call in. And she got word today, you know, her mom is in a nursing home. Got word today that she won't be able to visit her because someone in there has come down with the virus. Well, we try to tell these politicians. They don't listen. You know, they put people on these ridiculous programs. Look how long they have to wait, you see, before these programs kick in. Now the virus was in the nursing homes. It died down. Now it seems to be back, and still the politicians haven't gotten people out. Put them in a safe place, their own apartment. So
hello.
There you have a twisted-minded.
Frank?
Yeah.
Hi, you there? Hi, how you doing?
I'm here.
Okay, great.
I'm on Inner Sight.
I know.
All right. Give the Able News out, because
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Got to do it.
I knew. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. Also, they have a personals page that you can dabble with, which Frank does periodically, and they also have areas where you can actually look at their classified section to buy and sell items. And also, they have an area where you can actually get a free subscription online. And then also, you can actually visit www.ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. In a site, open mic. Don't forget to sign our petition. License the service dog schools so people can have a fair chance to apply for a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you know, you would think that the politicians would want us to be protected.
Right.
But they've been very lax in a lot of these areas.
Yeah.
All right, in a site, 213-816-1650, open mic. If you call in, turn down your radio, television, video, whatever you got there.
I have a quick open mic before we start, if that's okay.
And try to stay off the speakerphone. Yeah, okay, so what do you got?
I got where I'm pissed off. when am I not? But that's aside the point. I'm pissed off at transportation, I gotta say. It gotta be transportation for, you know, people who are disabled going for procedures, any kind of procedure. Even if you're going, say, for example, for Calliope's procedure, you can't get things next day. You can't go places next day, any kind of next day thing. It's really annoying. It really is. Say for somebody, they have, you know, a problem and their family member dies. You can't go next day. There's no way. You know,
well,
it's really...
Scott has next day. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You're not guaranteed it, though, Frank. You're really not.
Oh, I've never had any trouble with that.
You're Frank.
Next day.
You're Frank. They love you, too. No, but seriously, I get it, too. But sometimes you're not really guaranteed it. SCAC gives it. Now, if I was going to Nassau, I'd have to register. I have to do my whole thing again with Nassau. So that's another issue. You know, I have to do that whole stupid, you know, application all over again.
Yeah, well, that's a waste of time. They know you're disabled.
I know.
And,
yeah, they should just, oh, I don't know. Things got to be easier. Easier, much, much easier. Things are getting just out of hand where they, you know, where you have to sit down and wait for, you know, things. It just is so ludicrous. I just wish
things were a
whole hell of a lot.
Well, the government wastes so many resources. It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It just gets too crazy after a while. I don't know. Got to be something.
But anyway, so you went, you couldn't get a ride today, or what happened?
That's correct. So I had to go by train. Oh, that was fun.
Oh,
I always love going
train.
By train. Yeah, I do. I mean, that's crazy. And you know what? Same day they assigned me to a transportation company that refuses to take me and refuses to hear the explanation why I had problems with them in the past. You know, and they don't want to hear it. They just make an assumption. So that's that. But they accepted the ride, which is even more excruciatingly painful. And that's what I have a social work care manager with the insurance company, which is AgeWell, and she said to me, I don't understand why they accepted in the first place if they don't want to do it. That's what she said. I mean, she's really been advocating for me. I'm surprised, but she is really advocating for me. You know?
So
why
there's
they
no law
it?
On this riding. What's the regulation? What's the law?
There's no real. You know what it is? It's a. They are being paid by Medicaid to do this service. That's the problem. Okay, but there's really no specific law per se that I'm aware of.
Well, there's got to be. If the state is involved, there's got to be a regulation.
There's some regulations. You could get a fair hearing, but.
Oh well, I would ask. I would demand it and.
No, you know what you got. It's not a fair hearing on the transportation. It would be a fair hearing on the whole system, and that won't work.
Well, transportation is part of that, isn't it?
Yeah, but you would have to say, okay, I don't want this transportation provider, meaning a specific transportation provider. You can't say, I don't want this transportation system. That don't exist, you know?
Well, you'd have to show why you don't want this particular provider.
That's only the provider, not the whole system. I'd like to say, listen, your system is poo. Please, you know, do something about it.
Oh, that's the whole thing. You've got to change the...
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't happen.
You need a lot of money for that.
No, you know what you need? You need a new law.
You're going to change the system.
You need a new law. Yeah, you got to change the system. Because as it stands now, it's horrible. People who have, you know, disabilities, and if they're given a time frame from, say, a hospital, say they broke a bone and they need to repair the bone, right? All right. They get called by the hospital, and your procedure's at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, the scheduling place doesn't open until 9 a.m., okay? And they get this call, like I got the call for my procedure at 5:30. The scheduling is open from 9 to 5. You're screwed. So I had to call, you know, I called at 9 and I said, listen, I have my procedure at, well, mine happened to be, thankfully, at 11. They said, if you get here, I guess they've had this before. If you get here before 3, we'll still do your procedure. But what happens if it's a more detailed procedure, or if it's something that you need to go under for, or if it's something that, like, say, that broken bone I was talking about, and you need to go under for, you know? What happens then? You know, this is something that needs to be addressed. You know?
Well,
they can't be doing that.
If people had the money for their transportation in an account, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have to deal with this stuff.
Now, if people had their money for transportation, they would buy their own vehicle.
That's the answer.
You know? Yeah.
And they would save a lot of money
in
doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the difference.
I know.
You know,
but it doesn't
get everybody their own accessible van.
Yeah.
You know?
Notice how
that's
I said, right now. It's not happening right now. I wish it would, but
no,
I
but
don't
that's
think
the
it's
answer.
Right away.
Look
it is
at all the
answer.
Money saved with something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, in a site, why don't we go see if we can go to the phone, see if we got any callers.
Yeah. Okay.
Inner sight.
Okay. We have, oops, there goes my glasses. Oh, and my glasses were lost at the hospital. So bear with me.
Oh,
okay?
I hear something in the background. What is that?
What?
Some talking, or it sounds like a television or something.
Oh, I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't hear anything.
You don't hear that?
No. Let me see if my husband has anything on. Hold on.
It's loud.
Okay, I'm gonna mute. I'm gonna mute myself and see if my husband.
Mute yourself and let's see if it goes off.
Hold on.
All right, inner sight. Open mic. Around the world, we're gonna try to get some phone calls.
Was that better?
Yeah. When your phone, it went off.
Okay.
And now it's off.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we got any phone calls. Inner Sight Live.
Okay.
Open mic.
Okay, hold on.
Around the world. Don't forget tomorrow
night
television.
Yeah, we have Maureen and we have
Anthony.
Maureen and Anthony.
Oh, all right, let's take Maureen's call.
Okay, here's Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. just so upset that I didn't get to see my mom today, and now this whole thing, I hope, doesn't start all over again with the virus.
I know.
You know, just, you know, Mr. Biden's blaming Trump, and, oh, you know, he didn't do it with the virus, and blah, 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 blah. Well, maybe if for the last 4 months we didn't have all this other garbage going on, he could concentrate more on. We've got all this other, you know the garbage I'm talking about. You know,
I swear, I'm telling you guys.
Antifa and BLM. Maybe if all this other stuff didn't go on, we could spend. We're in the midst of a pandemic. That should be the most important thing to concentrate on. But
that's
we have
right.
all this other stuff going on. People out that don't even wear masks. They don't social distance. They do God knows what. Well, of course, you know, that's going to. It's never going to end in this country because we have selfish people. Like the young ones, the college students, and we have all these other demonstrations. It's never going to end in this country. It won't. It won't. You know, it won't, because people can't be kind to one another and help each other out so we get through it. They're only out for themselves and their own agendas, and it'll never leave here. Never.
No.
You know, it won't. It won't.
I pray that one thing happens, that we have... you know, it eventually we come immune to it. That I, you know, I hope that happens.
I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think the vaccines are going to, because people don't want to take them either. I think they're going to have to just open it up, let everybody get it, and get rid of it. That's what
that's
I think
right.
is gonna, how it's going to have to be, you know? And I still don't see the point of the testing. I still don't get that. That still makes no sense to me that you could be tested, not have... Oh, I was just talking to the... I called Great Call because I wanted to see how much my bill is going to be. The guy there had it, actually. He was spitting up bloody black phlegm at one point.
Oh, my.
Because it was in his lungs. Yeah.
Who's that?
And, I'm
sorry? Great Call? The guy at Great Call?
Yeah, you know, my phone, the jitterbug.
Yeah.
He had it... I don't know when he had it, but he's over it now. But
wow.
He was, you know... spitting up blacky blood phlegm.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Why was I telling this?
Maybe he did too many jitterbugs.
they thought he had pneumonia at first, but they found out it was that, you know. But I forget why I started telling about him. But I don't know. I mean, oh, I know. He said he went and he was tested twice negative, and he had it. So what good are these tests?
I'm
people
tested
are
negative.
Tested.
do I
people
have
are
it or do I not? You know?
Yeah, people are tested negative who end up having it. People are positive who don't have it. I don't see the point of these stupid tests, you know?
Well, they put me in a an environment that didn't have it, so that's a good thing today.
Well, that's good, but what if, like, tomorrow or the next day you get it? How do we know this? This is still my question.
Nobody knows
what's going to
happen tomorrow anyway.
I kept my mask on, and I used the, you know, apple cider vinegar this morning. I also used my oil of oregano. I used a whole bunch of things, you know.
Yeah, well, and when you go to the nursing home, they take you wash your hands with the hand sanitizer. They take your temperature. They ask questions like, have you been exposed to the... Well, number one, if you go out, how would you know anyway if you come in contact with somebody? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How would you know this? I mean, unless everybody on this, you stop and say, do you have the... This, to me, none of it makes any sense. I think this whole thing...
Well, I got an idea. Wait a minute. You walk down the street and you say, have you got it? Get away from me. I don't have it. Do you want it? No. Get out of it, you know. That way you'll find out if anybody has it.
Yeah,
right? I guess so. Yeah, that's better than the testing, I guess.
I
think this whole thing, including what I mentioned before, the stuff that's gone on, I think this whole thing was a whole agenda for this year, for the elections. It's too coincidental, everything, you know? It's too coincidental, everything happened this year, you know? And it would be really sad to think they don't care who they hurt or make sick or kill for agendas, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've seen it in the past. They don't care.
They're greedy that way, you know?
Yeah. But I just, like I say, it's just so sad. We had 5 nice visits and now shut down again.
Well, I haven't even had any yet.
Yeah, that's right. Yours is still pending.
Yeah, now if the 18th, I'm telling you, Frank, the 18th, they don't have any visits for me, okay? Because another employee caught it and gave it to another 28 days I have to wait. Boy, oh boy. Third strike, they're out. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Mr. Governor is going to hear my voice. They are. And I'll
Cuomo
doesn't
care about your voice.
Well, he will start. Because I'm gonna definitely.
There's one way to take care
protest.
Of Mr. Cuomo in next election.
I don't think he's gonna be there. I think he's gonna start doing something else.
If it's what I'm thinking. Oh,
are you moving?
Canada.
If
you that's what I'm thinking,
that
you're thinking.
I don't think you're going to be in that cold.
I couldn't, the possibilities of what could come with the Democrats is not good. I never thought I'd vote for Trump, and he may not be 100% perfect, far from, but he'd have to be better than what that would entail. Definitely. And it's really sad to say, you know. I mean, even the elections are about voting, and it's too much. The country's gone crazy.
Yeah.
It really has. The country has gone nuts. I want to spend whatever time I have left with my ma. She's 85.
Yeah.
We've been together for how long? This shouldn't have happened, and I don't know who caused it, but it's just been heartbreaking and devastating, and it has to end, you know?
It certainly has to end, and somebody should make him realize that this is not acceptable. It really isn't anymore. It's gotten way out of hand. You got to make some shape. That we could see our family members and yet everybody be safe, including the people seeing.
If there's only one person, why should we all have to be?
Listen, everybody, you know, when you go places, they have these screens, like these, like, reception areas, they have these plastic fiberglass screens. Why can't there be that in between you and your loved one?
Well, they were doing that at nursing homes, but they didn't have it at this one. We didn't have that separation, you know. But I'm sick of being separated from my mom anyway, even in through a glass thing. We're not living like normal people anymore.
No, you're not. But what you could start that way until you get the person out of there. At least you'll get to see the person, talk to the person, something, you know?
I mean, we wear masks on our face. We talk behind plastic. This is just crazy, you know?
I know.
It really is, you know? It's just...
Why isn't there a lawyer or lawyers that would sue the nursing home because of the virus and because most of these people that are supposed to get out are on these stupid programs? Why isn't there a lawyer who would sue for the money to get the person an apartment and maybe, you know, get a year's rent or whatever and have a settlement and help these people get the hell out of there. You know?
Well, because they never get
paid, you know, the nursing home would have to give them their fee.
Yeah.
Where's the lawyer?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
To do that?
I don't know.
There's none.
Well, maybe you ladies ought to make a couple of calls.
Maybe there is a lawyer. I'll try.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Try to get a lawyer.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
I
first
think
you couldn't.
I think you have a good case. They're sticking people in there with the virus. The virus is already in a lot of these places. Now it's coming back. Most of the people are on these programs. You know? The money is there.
They should be sued, too, like places like Sydney that don't help anybody. And they keep people on programs for years. You know? They should be sued also.
I don't know how much. They should be sued more. I think who should be sued is the government for not giving us the proper money and the proper setup.
Well, you would be.
That's
how I feel. Suing the state, the nursing home, and these
damn
agencies who didn't act in an emergency to get the person out.
Yeah.
Right. And Cuomo, also, we have to remember years ago, there were 30,000 beds for psychiatric people. There's only 3,000 now. And you know where he put that surplus from the 30,000 to the 3,000?
Yeah.
Nursing homes.
Yeah, nice.
So he is, anybody that would vote for that creature, I won't even call him a man, a creature. I shouldn't even call him a creature, but in lack of another word,
because
I don't want to say
he.
So
I'm
going to
vote for him to get a job in the sewer.
If you have a brain and you have a heart, don't ever vote for Cuomo.
Make him sewer commissioner.
Now, you know what bothers me? It bothers me that he truly loves these nursing homes. He doesn't get it. He thinks that he's so brainwashed, and he thinks that they're, I don't know, the end-all, the cure-all, I don't know, I don't get it.
I
hope one day he ends up in one, and then he'll find out how cozy they are.
He knows. He doesn't care.
Then why does he not care, Frank? That don't
Because he doesn't
sense.
Give
he doesn't
a damn.
Care.
He's an uncaring person. He doesn't care.
I don't.
Well,
I can't
something
believe that.
A lot
that.
Of people like that.
But I can't believe that.
Well, how come, how come all of New York is open restaurants and everything, but New York City, when the thing is down so low? He's hurting all those people that own restaurants and work in restaurants.
Yeah.
Why can't he? Okay, open it. If it doesn't work, close, shut it down.
Yeah.
The other guy's waiting for, the restaurants won't be open until the vaccine comes. This is the mayor. Well, what if it doesn't come for 4 or 5 years? Well, there's no guarantee there's going to be a vaccine in a few months.
That's true.
There's something wrong with these two. They're strangling
Take
the
that
city for whatever
you
reason.
You won't live for 2 months.
I don't know if it's because they're always at odds with each other, there's something.
I'm sorry. Hmm? Also, don't forget, we also have Anthony.
Yeah, just thinking about that. Listen, Maureen, we're going to get another call, so.
If I can make sure that he's still on.
Check out that lawyer idea. Who knows? Maybe you're young.
Yeah, that's right. All right, and we also have Love V-Drops to announce Friday.
Take care, guys. Bye.
All right, take care, sweetheart.
Okay, you guys.
Call from
take care.
Anthony from Brooklyn. Number here, 213-816-1650. Open mic, inner sight.
Yeah.
And look for us on the Eyewitness News with Michelle Charlesworth on the story they did a couple of months ago. You want to check out Inner Sight being praised by a network.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anthony from Brooklyn.
Anthony, here he comes.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. Hey. Glad to be back on the air. You know, miss being able to talk to you guys since you weren't on the air the other night, Suzanne, but I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I was not feeling so well.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I think that overall we don't feel well because maybe some people are just not feeling well because of, you know, the lack of medical care that are provided by their medical insurance and, you know, what they have to deal with on top of being sick, they also have to act as their own social workers. You know, my question is, yes, I have allergies. I'm taking Zyrtec right now, And I had a nurse practitioner come to my house from Ready Response, which is a service that I talked about out here, which, you know, it's in different states, and they accept Fidelis and all kinds of, health insurances if you guys want to check it out. But I understand what Maureen is saying, but I disagree with her. I think that Governor Cuomo is a good governor. Not every, thing you see that he does you will agree with, and, you know, you may think that some things are better than others, and you may think that all things are bad that he's done, but some people believe in the nursing homes. I don't. But, you know, as of right now, we don't have the debit card system, and we don't have another alternative that the government is, you know, acting on and, you know, ambitious about and excited about and talking about doing. And the home care agencies are either, you know, understaffed, well, at least they were at one point, and now completely staffed, but they're not taking any more cases, and they don't have any available aides due to the state of emergency. So here we go again. What do we do with people who need male aides and only have one aide, for example, who's a female and wants to leave because she doesn't like the neighborhood you live in, and she's Caucasian and doesn't want to work in a minority neighborhood? There are agencies where it's predominantly a certain nationality of people, and they like to work with their own people. At least the aides do, not the, agency itself in general. But either way, you'll be treated that way, and you'll be taken care of that way, because, you know, you have no choice, because that's the way the aides will treat you. And the agencies are forced to take the case because they cannot discriminate against you based on your age, race, the neighborhood you live in, or anything else. So, again, what happens to these people? Absolutely nothing. They're neglected regardless. Okay, you are home. You're in your own home. You sit home and watch all, Honeymooners, and you relax, or life goes on, or whatever it is you like. Where is the person to take care of you? And what happens when Fidelis doesn't want to give you enough hours and makes a million and one excuses? You're still left in the same situation, and they don't like you to talk about it on the air because they want you to make their agency look full of glory and life is wonderful type of thing, and Magnet is on the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
No,
it doesn't work that way. We'll promote it if you have staff, and if it works well for us, we'll talk about it. But you're not going to manipulate me or beg me to please not talk about it on the air because it makes your agency look bad. You could forget about it. It's not going to happen until the day I die, and that's the way it works. So I don't have faith in either system. What do we do? Again, where do these elderly and disabled people turn? Helping Hands is only to help with meals and, you know, minimal support. They don't take care of you. You can have a transportation driver, you know, take you into hospital and come up to your apartment and push you out and push you back in the door. But who takes care of you? Who picks you up off the floor when you can't get help and you can't get an aide, or prevents you from falling? Who cooks for you when these aides cannot cook for you and they don't know how, and you haven't eaten a home-cooked meal in 20 years and you have a health condition and you're supposed to be eating at home, not Chinese food? What's the alternative? Then they say, oh, well, then, you know, go into a nursing home if you don't like it, where you'll be neglected till you die. So what what's the difference? And this is America, and this is what people believe in. When President Trump wanted to cut people's food stamps and allow them to have food sent to them in a box and non-perishable food like a third world country, and we still don't have a stimulus pass, and people are still starving regardless, give me a break, Trump. I've had enough. I'm fed up.
You know what bothers me? All of them. Every single politician right now. I have no qualms about saying that. And I'm trying not to be anti-American. I'm trying to really look at... I really don't know who I'm voting for, honestly.
I will vote
for the one who helps. Okay?
I'm voting
and I
for Joe Biden.
By
I believe
the one.
That he will help if he was given the opportunity. But, I mean, I think that overall, you know, we are a good country. We do very well. We're the richest country in the world. We fare far better than other countries. But we can do much better than this. We leave our American people, you know, so close to the edge of the border of falling into an ocean and being neglected, it's a damn shame, and I don't know what to say. And, you know, this is the richest country in the world, and they're only doing this to help, you know, people who, you know, are suffering, but they've never thought of the disabled or elderly or anyone else before that.
Care. They honestly don't care.
How could they not? We're human beings. Do they not believe
care.
That we exist?
Simply.
Is it
do you understand
is it,
that right now?
Is it?
You know what it is? You know
mm-hmm.
what it is? It's just plain old survival of the fittest right now. I
yeah,
guarantee
and,
that's all it
and,
is.
And
it's
do
genocide.
They and
huh?
do they, well, I don't know about genocide, Suzanne. That's a little, you know, a little rough around the edges for me, but if that's what you believe, I respect it.
You know
but
why
do
I
they,
believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it because I just see the way in which the writing is on the wall and the way things are going.
Well,
I also believe that we
pass.
Ought to, I think we ought to all really concentrate on things we could do to keep ourselves healthy, number one, because there's not the, all these vaccinations right now. I just heard it on the news before I came on the show. They're all horrible. They're not going to work. So
well,
I don't know what they're going to do.
It's medical science that's evolving, Suzanne. But the issue is that even if you want an alternative organic medication and things like that, you could never afford it off of SSI, and we all know that. What alternative do you have? Only to accept what your long-term managed Medicare or Medicaid would pay and then
you
give you
what?
An aid for about 3 days,
they don't
4 hours.
Sadly, they're not even, I mean, they're cutting back. So I'm sitting here laughing at the things that they're cutting back on.
And I believe that they will cut back more and more as people request more home care hours
and
people age and people need more medication.
Genocide?
And I don't think it's genocide. I just think that, you know, they're trying to save every penny they can, and
by taking away
you know
lives.
They ought to listen
you know,
to us.
Well, yeah, that's
they
the thing.
They want to save money.
But we are a small organization, and you know.
No, I just want to know by taking away people's lives, that's how they save.
Well,
money?
They're Suzanne. Let me tell you this. They're a bunch of greedy SOBs, and
so
you know they're
to me that is genocide right there.
Well, then you're right. You're right. I hate to say it, but you're right. They're only looking to save their company and their jobs, and that's all these home care agencies are about protecting themselves from lawsuits and evaluating people's behavior and say that based on the mechanism we're going
to
transfer out this case if a person
Anthony
case.
I got a question, Anthony.
They don't care.
Did you hear that Mayor de Blasio hired his wife in some kind of a capacity and people under her and what is that all about?
He hired her for some
I know exactly
organization
what
she was originally going to work in the mayor's office from what I understand and then she was working for some kind of organization that was supposed to help the poor that was over budgeted and never amounted to anything and they couldn't accomplish what they were going to do, so it imploded and the city dissolved it and it no longer exists.
No, but she then was rerouted to work on COVID. So now she's working on COVID.
Yeah, she's on some kind of COVID-19 task force. He's always looking to get her involved in something.
To do what?
I don't know. To help out in some
Does
capacity.
Anybody know?
Just to get her to get a job. Suzanne, do you remember the situation with Hell House years ago? That organization?
I met Mother Hell. You know that?
You did. But she,
I was actually sitting. She was so frail and so nice and so sweet. I was at but the people who took it over. Oh, I don't know about them, but I know she was very nice. And I was sitting in the doctor's office, my doctor's office, my neurologist. And the woman said, "Do you know who this is?" I said, "No." She goes, "This is Mother Hale." And I just opened my mouth. I said, "Oh, well, nice to meet you."
Who the hell is Mother Hale?
She ran Hell House.
Hell House. What she did is she saved a lot of people.
Hell. They lock up a lot of people?
No. H
They locked up all the babies.
Hale. Okay. And what the,
oh, Hale House.
Yeah, originally that purpose was to help save runaways off the street. But it eventually turned into some greedy mess. That's basically it in a nutshell.
I thought it was a intake facility for abandoned babies.
Yeah, abandoned children, abandoned babies. But other people took it over from the corrupt people, and it's better now.
Well, thankfully, it's still there and it's still around, and it does serve a very good purpose. They used be a much bigger organization and have much more than they do now. And
yes,
I hate to see good organizations slowly implode and get smaller and smaller.
I'm gonna look it up right now, just to see if it's still on there.
Yeah, I don't know if it is.
Oh yeah, Hale Center. Yes, it's true.
Yeah, they changed the name of it. It doesn't have the same feel to me. I don't know. I think they've changed their mission slightly. But, I think that
Do they pay to get rid of governors?
No. I kind of think that we're going to hell in a handbasket.
I still think that Andy ought to resign.
Things are getting worse and worse.
For him to resign, as we did a couple of months ago when he brought the virus into the nursing homes.
You know what
get the hell
that
out of
really
it.
Annoyed me?
I don't think it's
really, really
to
not
know.
Only annoyed me, it got me really upset. Okay, it disheartened me that he would do such a thing to my mom. Honestly, he brought COVID-19. He demanded that COVID-19. People be placed in my mom's nursing home and in Maureen's nursing home and in every nursing home in, you know, the state. And he also convinced other states to do the same. Now that
he's
not right.
The house he doesn't care. You know, it's not his family members, so whatever. You know, and he doesn't hear our voice.
It was just like, oh, I need COVID space. I don't care. These people are old. That's what he thought.
They get desperate and it doesn't matter, and you know they get desperate to save money. That's why they close the hospitals and they have the urgent care centers, and they write you a letter and say that you didn't need to go to an acute care facility for treatment, and they cut back on everything.
We gotta get
Louie. It's a shame.
Excuse me, Anthony.
Okay, Anthony.
Gotta get Louie on the air for a few minutes.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take
Anthony.
Care. Thank you, Anthony.
All
Take
right.
Care.
Welcome.
In the site, and Louis still on there?
Yeah, he is. He's waiting.
Louis Rivera! In the site.
Yep. Here he comes. Yep.
All right.
Hi,
Louis.
Frank. Hiya, Suzanne.
Hey.
Good,
I heard
good.
A combination through the line I just heard.
Yeah.
What'd you hear?
Through the ringy
ring.
Talking
to a female and a male.
Yeah,
that's
won.
It.
We are talking about Southern Lucaya Project.
Yeah. Tell them about Friday night.
Yeah, tell us about Friday night.
All right. I'll get it right this time.
Mm. You always get it right.
You always
ready?
Right.
Ready, guys?
We're ready.
Hello, everybody. This is Louis Rivera. I want you to tune in on Friday night on Follies on Blog Talk Radio on Friday night, 8 to 9 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have a lot of fun at Pack Pooper, at Love Drops, and Sangria, right? And your friendly philosopher, Lauren Hardy. Jackie Gleason.
Okay.
And don't forget.
Yeah, you heard
son.
About the women who burn their bras? We're going to burn our underwear.
We got to do that on Friday.
I like my underwear.
Yeah.
Well,
how you,
all right.
How you like that?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Louie will be here, do a couple of imitations.
That'd be
you
cool.
Know. And we'll tell
I'm
you the best way to. To get rid of Joe Biden without hurting him.
Yeah. And it's Friday. I'm going to do an annotation of Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm going to do an annotation.
Okay, you're on. All right, no problem.
All right.
You're thinking I was gonna say no, right? No, you could do it.
Funnies.
Yeah,
Friday
you could have fun.
Yeah, I like that going. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
That's
you know,
me, all right.
Have a good time on Friday, you know.
Okay, sounds good.
And don't forget on Friday, folks. Not,
yep.
8
You'll
to 9 on Blog
me.
Talk
yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
All right.
Lou, you'll be
sounds
here. You know, we're doing couple of songs and a couple of imitations and all kinds of
fun.
Love drops.
Yeah.
Regular riot. Bang, zoom.
Boom.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou, for that.
Thanks, Lou.
Okay, Suzanne, I love you.
Oh, we love you, too. You know that.
Yeah. Beware for Friday. Thank you very much.
Beware.
Yes, I will.
Well, be
okay.
Square.
That's right. Take
okay.
care.
Thank you very much.
All right. Inner Sight.
Bye-bye.
Open mic. And I think we only got a minute or so left.
Yeah. That's all.
Anybody want to make
three
a
minutes.
Quickie call? 213-816-1650. And tomorrow night's show, very interesting. When you become disabled, your life is turned upside down.
It sure is.
Now, what are we doing Thursday? Are we going to have that show on the trust?
I want to give her a call back. I want to see if we can do it.
All
gotta,
right, so
I'm
we'll
give
see.
Her a call tomorrow.
If not, we'll get another one. But let's see if she wants to talk about this woman who works for some agency. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk to her tomorrow?
About the trust.
Yeah, you want
to
talk to me?
Well,
if
you need me to, I mean, you know, you can book it.
No, I thought you
want to
feel more
on.
Comfortable anyway. You know, no. I don't like...
Either way.
You'd be okay? Either way? Okay. We could always
all
use
right.
technologies, no excuse.
Inner Sight
mm-hmm.
and the open mic, and yeah, so... I don't know. I'm not saying that Mr. Trump is perfect by any means. You know, he's and I'll be very honest. He could be a pain in the ass.
Yes, he can.
You know, but I gotta say that he's trying to protect us. You know, that's one thing I gotta give him. You know, he's trying to be creative, coming up with this law where you can't be dispossessed for the duration of this emergency. That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
You know, because many people could become homeless. You don't want that. That would be compounding the problem.
Issue.
So, Mr. Trump, now if you come through with the stimulus, I can almost guarantee that you'll be reelected. Guarantee that you'll be reelected.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
I think it would.
And we'll celebrate your birthday next year. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And I want to thank Suzanne, engineer, co-host.
You're welcome.
By the way, we're trying to raise that money for Dr. Calipay for the...
thank you.
For the stem cell.
Stem cell, yeah.
So until we got to get the GoFundMe up, until that happens.
Yeah, I'm going to be working on that because I'm really not feeling well.
Call the Inner Sight. Call the Inner Sight number if you want to send a donation. 631-224-3090. And leave your name and number. We'll call you back. Tell you where to send the check and how to make it out, all right?
Thank you, everybody. I really
all right, Inner Sight. Around the world, it's been open mic, and we hope you had a good time. We hope you listened.
Oh, yeah.
Sign the petition.
Yes.
License the service dog school.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
Inner.